Top 7 applications of R programming. 1. Finance. With R, financial institutions can measure downside risk, change risk performance, and use visualizations like candlestick charts, density plots, drawdown plots, etc. R also has tools for moving averages, autoregression, and time series analysis, which are the most important parts of financial applications. R is used a lot by companies like ANZ and portfolio management to look at credit risk. 2. Banking. Banking industries use R for credit risk modeling and other types of risk analytics, just like financial institutions do. 3. Healthcare. Genetics, bioinformatics, drug discovery, and epidemiology are all areas of medicine that use R a lot. With the help of R, these companies can crunch numbers and process information, which gives them a solid foundation for further data processing and analysis. 4. Social media. Many people who are new to data science and R use social media as a place to play with data. Some of the most important statistical tools that are used with R are sentiment analysis and other types of social media data mining. 5. Electronic commerce. One of the most important industries that use data science is the e-commerce business. One of the most common tools used in e-commerce is R. Because these internet-based businesses have to deal with both structured and unstructured data, as well as data from different sources like spreadsheets and databases, SQL and NoSQL, R is a good choice. 6. Manufacturing. R is used by companies like Ford, Model S, and John Deere to figure out how customers feel about their products. This lets them improve their product based on what consumers are interested in at the time and also adjust how much they make to meet changing market demand. 7. Government use. One of the crucial applications of R programming is used by many government departments to keep records and process census data. This helps them make good laws and run a good government. They also use it for important things like regulating drugs, predicting the weather, and analyzing the effects of disasters, among other things.